Fun hell.
Okay. This is a response to a Shaila that I got about half a year ago or more from a person, maybe, I don't know if anyone knows him, Michal Baum from Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, you know?
We were very good friends in Yeshiva.
Okay.
I'll tell you
so,
what.
Tell
me
the Chol story, Judy.
Tell me the story.
So anyway, he was, I think, learning Negayim or something. And he was learning all these dinim about the tzaras on the beged and what you do and
you
how.
You gotta be kidding.
It's in the Torah.
So
sorry,
this week's so question.
It's very practical because it's okay. Negat a lot of other things too. But you just have to be patient till we get there. Can't get there right away on the first second. What he wanted to know is like this. So there's a whole thing, right? You have to wait a week, and then if it gets bigger, and this, and this, and that. So he had like American child, you know? The guy says, forget it. I'm just throwing it in the garbage. Yeah? Is he allowed to do that? Yeah? Or is he has this tzaras on this shirt, right? So you tell him, you have to come back in a week, and then if it spreads, and this, and then you have to cut this out and burn this, and the whole dinim, right? Yeah. Throw it in the garbage.
He's being mavatal the answer.
Oh, so that's the shilut. He had two eights. He wants to, can he throw an incinerator or in the garbage? Okay, that was what he wanted to know.
That's enough convenience.
Well, you're going to see all about it. That is the question he asked me. He asked me this at a wedding. He met me, I don't know what it was, half a year ago or something. I decided when it comes to Parshas Tazria, I'll work it out, get it clear. Okay, so now the first step is like this. First, we have to go step by step. The first thing is like this. The Rambam says that one of the Targ Mitzvahs is Tzaras. The Ramban says, as he does by every Tumah, there's no such thing as a mitzvah called Tumah. The Rambam has like 10 mitzvahs of Tumah. Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Meis, Tumas Nevela, Tumas Tzaras. Every Tumah is another mitzvah.
But the Rambam, doesn't Rambam have situational mitzvahs and then mitzvahs?
Like, you mean mitzvahs just that this is how it is?
This is how it is.
Okay, that's more or less, yeah, that's exact. Right? That's what the Ramban argues
okay.
with. Ramban says, what mitzvah is it? Your tummy, what's the mitzvah?
Right.
Okay, that may be to have those to learn or something, but he argues with all the mitzvahs. So the Chinuch writes this also in Tazria. He says, I know the Ramban doesn't agree that this is a mitzvah tzaras, but I always go with the Rambam, and I wrote it's a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Lamelech.
The Rambam says it's a lav in an assay?
No.
Just an assay.
So the Mishnah Lamelech on the bottom of the Chinuch, you know, he has a goyis Mishnah Lamelech. He says, I don't get something. Bishlamo. Usually, the Ramban argues with the Rambam because he says, what's the mitzvah? There's nothing to do. If you tell me, you're telling me. What's the mitzvah about it? And the Ramban even explains it clearly. He says, and don't say, maybe there is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is, don't go into the Beis Hamikdash now. Because that's a different mitzvah. I already counted that. There's a Avera. You're not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash. So there's no mitzvah. But over here, Zokten Mishal Melech, look in the Chinuch. It says straight out in the Chinuch that this mitzvah includes that if you see a tzaras on your clothing or on yourself, you are chayiv to go to the Kohen. That's a mitzvah. Why wouldn't the Ramban count that? So that's his kasha. So what the Mishal Melech says is that's not part of the mitzvah. Can't be what the Chinuch said. The Chinuch put that in. That part of the mitzvah is to go to the Kohen. Can't be. If it would be true, the Ramban would never argue. So now what I want to point out is like this. It's definitely, though, a Beferish Gemara that you do have a chiv to go to the Kohen. Because there's a famous Mishnah that if somebody's a chasin, then for those 7 days that he is Shtivos Mishta, he's free from going to the Kohen. So the Rush writes on that Mishnah. He says, because otherwise, you would have to go. And he says, Ki mitzvahs asehu. It's a mitzvahs asehu to go to the Kohen. So there's no question that the Chinuch is right. He didn't just make it up. He wasn't bottom milibai. it's a clear din that there is a mitzvah. Aye, so the Mishnah has a good time. So what's with the Ramban? But I have a good pshat. The Ramban is l'shitasai, because the Ramban is mechadish in Parshas Kiseitze by Hishomer b'nega hatzaras. Hishomer b'nega hatzaras. Be careful with the nega hatzaras. So what is this in Chazal and Gemara? We say this means that you can't be cut. You can't cut it off. Okay. So, but in the Ramban ala Torah, he says, and it also includes not showing up to the kohen. That's also not being shomer the nega. And if you didn't show up to the kohen, you were over the law, which
but not the
which, right. So that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. The Ramban has that covered under the law, so he doesn't need the essay. But the Rambam, who says that the law is just cutting off, like the Gemara, so that's what the chinuch that's part of the essay. Okay,
he
so
need the essay. Wasn't it both?
Who?
So that would be like it's a law and an essay.
Who could do that? Anybody could do that. Anyway, right. Anyone could do that, but he didn't. Well, because there's no chazal in the world. He's not making up stuff. I'm saying, in the Gemara, it says, Hishomer b'negah tzaras means to not cut it off, right? He's not going to say another, you know. The Ramban, Kanir, like, he knew it's from somewhere. Verse in the Gemara that you have to go. And he said there's no assay at all about going the tzaras, so he has nowhere else to put it. He has to put it by the loisay. So the bottom line of the whole thing so far is that for sure a person must go to the kohen if he or his beged or whatever has tzaras. Okay, that's step one. You can't just stay home and do nothing. You have to go to the kohen. Okay. Now that we have step one clear, now let's go to step two. If a person wants to put it in the incinerator, right? Question number one. Is he allowed to do that? So at first, I thought, absolutely not. That is mamish, the avera of koitzis es anega. The din is that if a guy has tzaras on him, and he cuts it off, and it's just after the Rambam say, it's labdavka on you, on the house, or on the clothing, and he cuts it off, he is over aloysa of Ishamar b'negah tzaras, and he gets malchus. So to me, it was mamish pashit ma'id.
That's because he's trying to make some
tumah. Oh, you're mamish.
That's because he's what?
I didn't realize he's that at first.
He's trying to cut away the tumah. Maybe. Not destroy the whole thing.
Right. Maybe that's only right. When you're
trying to avoid.
Right.
He's trying to save what's left.
Trying to be mevatel, the tzaras.
But if you destroy the whole thing, right. Maybe not. So then but I didn't hop that at first. I just thought that probably will be a lot. So at first I looked in Mikdash David. Mikdash David on Tzaras. He mamish says, I'm not sure. His I'm a Sufik. If you burn the whole thing up, is that the lav or not? Then I saw in the Urza Meach.
We're talking about the Begin now.
Right? The Begin, right. And if the guy wants to burn up the whole Begin, is that also called the lav of cutting it off? Or is it only if you cut it off, but you're keeping the bag? The Urza Meach says it's poshet meduyik in the lashon of the Tosefta that it's no lav. Why? Because the lashon of the Tosefta is like, I wrote it down. Hakoyreya nega mitoich habeged like. So he took it very, you know. It says koreya nega mitoich habeged is like. So I said, so what's pshat in this? So then I chapped what you were saying. The vort would be because the whole avera is that you're trying to make the beged tahar, but if you're destroying the whole beged, that wouldn't be an avera. Then I realized, l'chayra, it's beferish. It's clear that that's true. Why? It's clear that you can't get the avera for bringing up the whole thing. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos says that if a person's a moyel and the kid has tzaras by the bris, the Gemara says it shouldn't be a problem for him to do the bris because it's eino miskaven. Well, at the end, the Gemara gets on. First, the Gemara says eino miskaven. He's not miskaven. So the Rashba, the Gemara says, before Psik Reshi, the Gemara later gets to your thing, Psik Reshi, the Rashba's Eino miskaven. What do you mean he's not miskaven? He's tried to cut it off. What do you mean he's not miskaven? What are you saying he's not miskaven? So the Rashba answers that Aveira is if you do it kedei letahare. And if you're not doing it to mitire him, it's Eino miskaven. You're doing it to do a bris. You're not trying to make him tar. So it says black and white in the Rashba, and Rashi's mashma like that too in the Gemara there, but the Rashba like has a whole piece on it. The Aveira is only if you're doing it to make him tar. Izoi bazoi, l'chayra, that solves it. If you're going to burn up the whole thing, you can't say I'm doing that to make it tar. It doesn't make any sense. You're not doing it to make it tar. You're just doing because you don't want it. All the work and the pain of having to go to the kohen and come back and all that. But you're not making it tar. L'chayr, that's a pretty... The Aveira is only l'tar. So then I thought, so how could the Mikdash David not realize that? Why was he mesupik? The only thing I could think of is that maybe the Mikdash David thought, like, not having the tumah is like Latara. Maybe that's where he wasn't sure. Okay, so Adkan, Al-Kopanim, L'chor, I have a good smach for the Arsameach. So we have like this. Mikdash David was Mesupik. The Arsameach said, you're definitely not over the lav of Hishamer if you burn the whole thing up. But then I found in the Mishnah Achrayna, there's a Mishnah there that you had a thing with Tsaras, and then the guy cut it up into thread again. He took the whole thing, kotzatz, hakoitzetz es a beggar vasa ksisin, I forgot the exact words, and he made it back. And so the Mishnah says, it's tar, because you have no beggar left, it's tar again. So the Mishnah Achrayna writes, why did it write a Lashon b'di'evit, hakoitzetz? He says, because l'maisa, the guy did a lav of Hishamer b'negat tzaras. Because he just cut up the whole thing and made it into a thread. So you can't write like a tchila. But Chayra, he is saying the other way. Because according to our Sameach.
Yeah, but he's saving it.
You mean saving thread.
It. He's saving it to make thread.
You're
not
saying.
He's not burning it. Right, to make that, a new baguette again.
You
right.
mean that's worse.
Right,
here.
Right.
Because he's making tar.
He's undoing it to make it tar again. He's so he can doing, make
now
baguette.
He can make something else or right. whatever. So that's taka called making tar.
Right.
Okay, I hear that. Okay.
He destroyed the baguette,
but
he
in
kept
other words,
the thread.
He's getting tar.
But it doesn't have a shame baguette. To retain something tar.
At least he has good thread now. He'll put in his pillow as
or he can
sew
it back
saw
up
back or
something, right.
whatever. So that's already in Aveira. Oh, okay.
So,
very good.
Similar, somebody slices an iron house that's a nugget in it and then puts it back up.
Right, so that would be Aveira maybe. Because he's trying to gain.
Get around it.
But if he burns it up, then it's fine according to the Mersameach Mefirsh. Okay?
So we're saying that if he takes apart the beggar, he is?
There he might be over because he still has the material left. But if he burns it up, then you have the Mersameach, who's Mater at Lagamri, Mitzad Belav, and Mikdash David is Misopik.
And if he used the ashes, would it make a difference?
Ah. Well, I hear. Because
it'd be a primary chometz. Might not have to mean if he uses the string to make
string,
another
or ashes.
Or for an Erev. I mean,
If he wants to use ashes. I hear. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. It's like a panim chadash, it's a little. It's like you don't have any of the cloth left, but.
And if
but in other words, if you're just throwing in the case what I asked for, Michal Baum. The guy's he's thrown in the incinerator. He doesn't want to see it. He just doesn't get rid of the thing. Well, he doesn't need the thing on his head to go to the koyin and all that. So in that case, Kortar Samech is no lav. Okay? So that's the end of section one of the Shai.
It also would come out that in a time when they're, like today, if somebody has it. So you can't go to the koyin, so what's that going to do for you?
True.
So therefore, maybe...
According to this, it's Nageya, you're saying.
Right.
It's Nageya that according to Sameach, you have no problem, Mitzad the Lav. Okay, but now comes section two. Zok the Mikdash David. How about another eight? It's Machlekes and Tesefta. Bagged with Saras, and you have the coin make a Hesker, right? And now the guy gives it to a guy. Gives it to a guy. Now the din is, if a guy owns a Bagged, it's tar. There's no Saras of Begotim on Begotim Shal Goy. How about if it started by Eid and it became already Musker and it's Tami and then you give it to a guy? Machlek is Tanoim and Tesefta, and we pass Kintar. So Claire the Mikdash David, is that Mutter Eitza? Can you do that? Go ahead and do that, right? Go ahead and give it to the guy. So he says, yeah, I hold it's Mutter Lechatchila. He says, there's for sure not going to be Isser of Hishamar B'nega Tzaras for doing that, because you only find that when you cut it or burn it or something it. But if you just give it to a guy and you don't touch the nega, it's poshut to me, it's mutter l'chatchila.
You could sell it also.
You could sell it also, make it money too.
Right.
Except that there's a whole issue because it's aser banos, so you're maybe not allowed
just
in it.
Just that one piece.
The
whole
bagot
or just
the whole bagot?
The whole bagot because that's banos?
I think so.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh, because like a mace.
The
Rosh
Hashanah would say that it's also a guy. But doing it to be retired.
Yeah, yeah, true, but you have to do the thing of, you still could be, it's only if you touch the neg. I mean, you know, that's the what it says in the Ramah. Okay, so what comes along, there's
a Samea. A person who touches it, the minute he gives the guy, is not the tummy?
That's right. You give it to the guy, tar, finished.
Same thing
but once, but well, let me just finish saying, it's that once it's mukhlet already, right? In other words, there's two levels, right? Then you can, there's nothing you can do. It stays tummy no matter what you do to it. The machlokes is only if you did it between musker and mukhlet.
Or when it's mukhlet, don't you have to burn it?
Yeah, you do.
You have to burn it.
Yeah, so let's say
that's
the guy.
That's a mitzvah then.
That's a mitzvah gemura.
Mitzvah gemura to burn.
And, oh, but I'm saying
you
even with the evidence, if you gave it to the guy, it won't do you any good.
Because but I'm saying, but then you're being mitzvah
gemura.
Then you're mitzvah gemura. Because you have to burn it.
Yeah, okay. So now comes along the Arsameach and he says, Ichalt, that even though Aloysa say you don't have, let's say in the case where you burn up the whole thing, right? Like earlier, it says, it's aser to do.
To give to the
to
guy.
Burn it up.
Oh.
Not mitzad Aloysa say, but since there's an essay to show the Kayin and do all the things that it says in the Torah, you know, and you wait a week and all that, you're over the essay. Aloysa say you won't have, because you're not trying to be mitar, like we said before. But I say you're always over if you don't listen to the din in the time. That's what he sticks in. Obviously, you see the Mikdash David, loy olal daito such as ach, because first of all, he's matter entirely to give it to the guy. And he also says that in his suffix that we said before, one side is it's mutter. He said, could be that it's totally mutter to burn it up, or maybe it's a lot. But I say lo alal daita. So you have here a very big machlokes. The Or HaSameach shita is that you are mechuyev to do everything in the pasuk mitzad asay. You're not allowed to get out of it. And if you did, you're mevatel the asay of showing to the kohen and bringing it to the kohen and everything. And the Mikdash David doesn't seem to have any issue. You could just give it to a guy or burn it up mitzad the asay. The only thing you have to make sure you don't get involved in the law. So what is
so
going?
That being brought to that assay would occur even if, let's say, they don't put it away for a week. In the middle of the week, he says, "Okay, I'm burning in the middle." That also would be a problem for
it. According to Arsameach,
yeah,
according to Arsameach,
the whole of the procedure.
Exactly, according to Arsameach, you have to do the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And Mikdash David said, "Get you can get right out of it. Just make sure you don't do the lav. You don't do the lav, everything else is mutter." So
also Mechel hold the same thing by after?
I think, yeah. You'll be over the essay, sure. You're not doing it. If you're
Mafker,
if you make it Hefker. It might be a little hard to make it Hefker because Yisrael Noah is not so easy to make Hefker. But if you do anything like that, or somebody else is going to say you're over the essay. So what's going on over here? No one's telling me.
But can you make it Hefker before you show it to the Kayan? At that point, is it also about no, only after the kain?
Only after the kain.
Right, so if you say...
So then you can make hefka right away, before
right
you go
away,
to the first
before you go to the kain.
The first kain. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So now, what's going on here? So Lefianu's daiti, what's going on here is a machlekes, which comes up by a bunch of mitzvahs. And each time, it's a machlekes. So I'll start off with the first mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, one of the Targum mitzvahs, Meiser Behema. Right? You say the 10th one, you hit it with a red thing, it's Meiser Behema. There's a famous Shiloh. The first one who asked the Shiloh is Rashi in Bechairis. The din is that if a person owns behemoths, he is allowed to shecht all the behemoths he's got. He can shecht every last behemoth he owns. But midrabbanan, they made a thing called grunus, that three times in the year, when it hits a certain date, like Aleph Tishrei, and then Aleph Sivan, then they make it like usher to shecht, and like they put a halt, and now you have to meiser what you have, and then you can go weiter. But in between those times, like in between Pesach and Shavuos, or Shavuos and Sukkis, you can do whatever you want. So Rashi Fektakasha, I thought it's an essay to meiser your behemoths. And if you shecht, you have nothing left. What happened to the mitzvah?
Well, everyone goes past Ashtabit, but until then there's no obligation, no chayiv.
Okay, so let's say I never do it. Like, how does the mitzvah work? So I think what you're saying is you never have to do it. Okay, so
well,
you were Muhammad.
Each one means you shecht one before it gets enough. There's enough in the eight to make one at a time.
But I'm saying, let's say the din is, let's say a guy has 10,000 cows, okay, and it's in between Shavuos and Sukkos, right? The din is, you could just shecht your 10,000 cows and sell them and to the butcher shops and shalom. And then when it comes Sukkos, chom gunisht. So how do you, so the question, in other words, so the mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? How does this mitzvah work? You have to do it. You don't have to do it. What's going on over here? So Rashi writes, I wrote down the Rashi. Here. It's Rashi Nun Zayin Amid Beis and Bechairis. Avol Koidem Lachain. But if it's before those three cutoff days of Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, Mutter, you're allowed to shecht them. The Mitzvah Ba'almahu. Because it's a Mitzvah Ba'alma. What does it mean it's a Mitzvah Ba'alma? Zok Bechazanish. Rashi's trying to say there is no Chiv to do Maiser. There is no chiv to do meiser. It's just a mitzvah ba'alma. If you do it, it's meiser. Midaraisa, you hear something in Nifla de Gazach. It's a kiyumis. There's no obligation for a person to meiser his animal. and that's what he says. And in Shal Tshuvas Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz, you know, from it's printed in the Gemaras in the back, in Brochas and in Psachim.
Yeah.
Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz. I just mentioned his name, so my Rashiva of Yeshua Salvechik said over from Rav Chaim, from his grandfather Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim said, who were the Gedolei Hador in my father's generation? So he said, Maral Diskin, Beis Halevi, his father, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. They were the three biggest gedolim in learning. And if you want to say there was four, it was Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz.
Wow.
Okay? And I think it was Rav Shragi told me, or I'm not sure who. The Chazon Ish heard that. He said, Ich halt, that Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz was bigger than all of those three. That was how. But anyways, whichever way, he was pretty chashviv. Yeah? So he writes a letter, and he says, he writes like the date of his letter, the day after the Rosh Hashanah, one of those three things for Meiser Behema. So he's going to write a shtickle on Meiser Behema. And he says, I have a big kasha. How does this mitzvah work? Mamash says the same kasha. I don't know why he doesn't bring Rashi. He says, you just shecht your animals, and then how do you do the mitzvah? He says, so I looked in the Chumash, and I saw that Taket never says in the Chumash that you have to meiser your animals. It only says in Bechukaisai, Kol Asher Yavor Tachas HaShavet Hasir Yekredish L'Shem. It never said Ta'avirenu or something. It says, L'Chayra, the Peshat is that there's Takenochiv to do it. So Yivam is mechavin to Rashi. Okay, so that's the answer of Rashi.
Same by Tevel too. Doesn't become Tevel until Meruach, right?
Right.
So if you do anything with it before.
Before it,
it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not as big of a finish as this. Because at least after you did the Gemar Malacha, there's a mitzvah. Here it comes up. There's never an obligation to do Meiser Behemah ever.
But Gemar Malacha is Tachas Hashavah. That's Gemar Malacha.
Okay, well, you're only. You're saying because you mean the normal farmers used to count their sheep, so it always used to happen by itself. I never thought of that. You're saying that was probably the normal procedure, so it would just happen. Okay, that makes more sense. I hear it just makes it in the right perspective.
But you would have to do it. You have to say this pshat and the finish that we said you shecht all the animals. You're not going to. So if I'm here, I don't own any. So if it was a mitzvah that chiyuv, I would have to go buy cows.
No.
Obviously, you don't have to.
There's all types of levels. Let's say if you have a house, you have to put it on a mezuzah.
Right.
So do you have to buy a house?
Do I have to buy a house?
No.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't have to buy a cow to do the mitzvah.
That's right.
So let's say if it's a mitzvah, that's 100%.
Yeah, but normally, there is some chiyuv at some point. Like once you have the house, you got to do it. Here it comes up, there's never a point. Okay, but you're saying good. The point is when you counted them. When you counted them, then it comes out of chiv. Fine. So anyways, but the Chazanish writes this Rashi, but he says, in the Rambam, there's no way. If you look in the Rambam, in Stai, in Hilchos Bechoyris, where the Hilchos Meister Behemer are, or in the Sefer HaMitzvah, it says, chiv le'aser es behemois. You can't get around it. In the Rambam, he doesn't agree with this. So Zok the Chazanish, Nu, Izoi Bazoi, how does the Rambam understand this concept that you're allowed to shecht all the animals you want during the year?
One at a time, before they get to number 10.
But I'm saying,
you if you're
obligated, or the Rambam holds that if a guy has a barn with 10 animals, he's obligated to my son.
He shechted it right now, he only has one. Another one's born, he shechts it.
Oh, I see. But the din is that even if a guy has 10, he can shecht them.
Right.
The thing is that even
it's
clear in the Rambam, he could shecht even if he has many animals, he could shecht them. Says the Chazanish, this is the first of a series of them. Teretz is if a person has a chiyuv to, let's say, meiser, the pshat is, let me just read the exact wording. Ze einoy bitol limkor velishchay. This is not called that you are mevatel if you just sell it or you shecht it. Ela goyrem le'ifture. You're just causing yourself to get potter. V'zeh shari. And this is mutter. You hear a yesoid guttle? In other words, if a person has a situation where he's chayiv, because you got 10 animals, let's go, meiser. If you get yourself out of it by, now I don't have 10.
That's like cutting off the fourth corner of the tzitzis.
Well, okay, I'm gonna. If you already said it, I'll already say it now in a minute. But that's his yesod from the Rambam. Okay, then after I always knew this Chazanish from years already that's his Chazanish's yesod. Today, when I was looking around in all this forum, I saw that another sefer also was mechavin. I don't know who wrote it first. There's a sefer called Teiras Ha'aretz. It's a sefer on Hilchos Trumas and Meisers from Rav Moshe Kliers. He is like a very used sefer for people who learn Trumas, Meisers. He's like a very main sefer. And he published his sefer in 1925 in Eretz Yisrael, and I forgot which city. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he says the same kasha. How does the mitzvah work? If you're obligated to meiser, how do you shecht? Says the same answer. It must be that that's just called goyrim, that you don't have the situation. He says, I'll prove it to you. He says, let's say a guy has a four-cornered garment. Now, we know, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, if chayvas talis or chayvas gav, right? Is the chiyuv when you put it on, or the chiyuv is even in the drawer? So Zok the Rav Moshe clears. Now, I have a question for you. Let's say you say Chavis Talis. Are you allowed to sell a Talis ever? Or are you allowed to round off a corner of any beged that you have? He says, Lo Shamano in the world, they are not allowed to do that. And he even brings up Feirish Gemara on Shabbos Kuflam Beis, which was going like the Ma'adom or Chavis Talis. And the Gemara says, Beferish, you can mafker it if you want. He says, how am I allowed to do that? But I'm obligated to put on tzitzis. Zok der Moshe Kliris is a raya to this Yisai. That the pshat is, yes, you are chayiv, but if you stop being chayiv, then that's fine. But Lefian Yuzdaiti, Rechoikim Zem Yizem. I do not believe that the rye is a good rye. The yisoy is a good yisoy, but the rye I don't think is a good rye. My pshat is azoy. Any time that you have a chiv, that you have to have it constantly, meaning like the your mitzvah ticks every second, you have to have tzitzis on that every second of the day. In such a kind of case, pshat is you look at second by second. If a guy doesn't have tzitzis on his four-cornered thing for an hour, he just got 60 minutes of averus. Cause, right? Now, the future has not yet come. So, of course I could sell it or cut the corner because my dahava, you know, ha'avar eino adayin, ha'asid eino adayin, you know what I'm saying? Ha'avar... Why wouldn't you be allowed to do it? Whatever you were over, you're already over. The future, you don't have the chiyuv yet. That's why over there, it's pashit you can do that. The same thing I saw in the Sefer Nehor Shragar in Yavamos. He has the same kasha with the tzitzis, and he has another example. He says, a guy has a house. Right, and he has... is he allowed around his doorway? And he says, are you allowed to sell your house to a guy? He said, how can you do it? The answer is that those cases are not good cases because you're not being mevatel any mitzvah. Whatever you've done, and whatever hasn't come yet. The whole issue of this shmooze that we're talking about is when you have something you do one time, you don't do it every second. And Hashem said to you, let's say, meister these animals, right? How many times do you meister? One time you meister. So the righteous is waiting, let's do it. And the guy goes ahead and shechts them. Maybe you're not allowed to do that. Okay, chiddush. You can do it because now you don't have it. That's not the same as there. That I don't think the rai is a rai. But okay, the yisai remains the yisai. Case number two. Case number two where we find the same yisai. There's a big machloikis. To meiser. Well, I mean, okay, but in other words, I was chayim until now. You're saying,
yeah, but the
beggar became potter now. Became potter.
So there's nothing to put the mitzvah on.
There's nothing wrong with doing that either. Yeah. In other words, you're allowed to make it into a rounded off corn. Okay, I really think that the thing I said is 100% muchach. There's no way there could be anything wrong with that.
Oh,
okay.
We also,
according to
what you just said, we also
took
an additional
Isra
to be
Ma'a
kid for 8 days
because
you would not be able to do mitzvah
then. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to get to Ma'a. Hopefully. Case number two. There is a machloikis between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Well known machloikis. The mitzvah to give trumas and maisers. If a person has a pile of grain, the Magen Avraham says in Simen Ches, there is no chiv to meiser your wheat. You're allowed to just let it sit there and sit there and sit there until it rots, and you didn't do any avir at all. He says it's like shechit. Is there an obligation to shecht your cows? No, you can let them die. I don't care. You can do what you want with your cows. If you want to eat meat, then there's a oifen, there's a mitzvah of shechita. So he says, on that mishkal is the same idea of trumas and maisers. You want to eat the food, you're going to have to give trumas and maisers. You don't want to, give them tate. The Taz in Yoyredeya, in Simen Aleph, says, Mamish says, I want to explain something here. Shechita is much different than trumas and maisers. Shechita is, if you want to shech, you shech. If you don't, you don't shech. Trumas and Maisers, afilu eino yroitz alecho, chayev lasses Trumas and Maisers. If you have the wheat, you have to do Trumas and Maisers. Okay? That is the big machlekes, and the Gra in there in Or Chaim Simon Ches. He says, "Ein lahem shachar." I don't know where the Magen Avraham got this kula. Avada, you are obligated to do tshumas and maizes. It's a machlekes.
What's that mean?
The Elam Shachar means a lashon like it has no
beginning.
No, Shachar is like it has no, it's like something like sense, like it has no havana, no.
How's it spelled?
Shin Ches Reish. Shin Ches Reish. Yeah, I don't know really what the Shirish. What does it come from?
Saying spell.
Spelled the same as like Shachar. Not
Nachar.
I don't really know exactly what the shoyish of the word is.
See, it's
like shoycher etayv. I think it means like like your shoycher means like you want it. It has no meshicha. Yeah. Okay. So fine. Such a machlekes. Chazanish says my shita is like the taz, that it's an obligation legamri to meiser and do truma, whether you want to eat it, whether you don't, you have to. And he says one of his rice are. Because it's a mafurish din that if a person has trumas and maisris and he was ma'acher, he's over on bal ta'acher. So how could it be that you're over bal ta'acher if you don't even have to do it? It must be that you do have to do it. So
the case bal ta'acher is you're already mafresh and you didn't give
it to
the kohen.
You have to give it away.
There is a bal ta'acher on tevel. That if a guy has tevel and he doesn't mafresh, he's already over bal ta'acher.
Oh.
So frek there, how could that be? It must be that you have to do it. So frek the chazanish is, if that's true, then how come there's no such thing that a guy is not allowed to burn tevel? If a guy wants to just destroy his tevel, dump it in the garbage, burn it up. Okay, right. Well, let's say it's Erev Pesach, right? You could just, let's say it became chametz dik, just throw it in the garbage, burn it up. Well, I'm being mavatal in essay. There's a chiv to do trumas and maisris. Zak the chazanish. Nuh-uh. If you burn it up, it's gone.
Or if you want to give it to a guy.
Oh, and in Shviz, in the chazanish, in Perik Simon Alf, Ischof Ches, he says, Avadami the rice, and there's nothing wrong with giving the tevel to a guy. So, Zok the Minchas Avram, those two chazanishes are the same thing. That he's saying that even when you have a chiv to do, the first time it was, the first chazanish was about doing Maiser Behema. And now you have a chiv to do Trumas and Maiseris, but that's if it's there. If you make the thing gone, then your Garm Leaf Ture, there's no problem. Okay, that's chazanish number two. Okay, but over here already, you have achronim both times that disagree with that.
Getting out of the chiyuv maaser by bringing it around the silo,
Through the carp, right. Through the
roof.
Well, that's easier. You know why? Because over that's why it's easier there. Because there, the Gemara is talking about ways of never turning it into tevel. Right, because if you don't bring it through the door, it never turns into tevel. You get out of right. But here, you mamish had the chiv, and you're allowed to undo it. Okay, now comes number three, chazanish number three. The Gemara in Zvachim Tzadizayin Amin Beis, the Gemara says, what do you do if a piece of carbon got a blia from a carbon puzzle? So it says tipasel kamaisa, yikdash. Last week's parsha, kol anagim b'vsar yikdash tipasel kamaisa. Frek the Gemara Akasha, why neima osi asay v'doch yilois asay? The asayti, the good carbon, should osi asay. If you remember the Turi Evan, we talked about it a lot on the Beis and Chagiga, and it should be doiche the lav of the bad carbon because it's all mixed together now. Hazoy frek the Gemara Akasha. Frek the Amudayor, there's a mitzvah essay to burn kodshim psulim. Ezoi bazoi, if I'm going to eat up this piece of meat here, not only will I get a loisa say of eating the pasul blia, but I was just mevatel the assay of burning the kodshim psulim. is oy bazoy. It's a loyse ve'ase ve'enase doich loyse ve'ase. That's the kasha of the Amudayor. So Zok the Chazanish, I have two answers. Yeah. First answer, he says, who says there's an asay to burn up blius of kachim psu? Okay, that's his first thing. Secondly, he says, I don't care. Even if you have a whole piece of noiser, he says. A guy has a piece of noiser on the table. So there's mamish ba noiser, ba eish tisroif, state in the tayr. And the guy ate it. Well, he's a very bad guy. He's chayv koris for eating noiser. But was he over the asay of ba eish tisroif? Zokter, no. He lost out his zechus to do the mitzvah, but there's no aver. It's a nishdu. If it's not there, it's not there. That's not called being mevatel asay.
You just give
and then he writes, v'tzorichin, he writes, v'tzorichin if it's true. But it's his same sheet the three times. That any, basically, Chazanish's mahalach is that any time that you have an obligation because you have an object, whether it's an animal, whether it's mice, or whether it's nicer, and you burn the object or sell the object, that's not called being mevatel asay. That's just called chavdus nisht. That's his shita. And each and every time, there are those who argue with him. Every time you have, by the mice, you see Rashi had it for kasha, so he came out with a different answer. That's a mitzvah kiyumis. By the case of the trumas and mice, the minchas chinuch, tingzach, he says, if there's a chiv to meiser, you definitely cannot burn it up. You're going to be mevatel mitzvah zase. And then here again, you see the Amud Eyar held, if a guy ate the noiser, he was mevatel nesei of burning it. It's a chazanisha's sheet. Okay. And the Torah Sa'aretz, he held like the chazanish too. And then the fourth one, the Achron Chaviv, is a negeh to unzer part of the year. There's a Gemara that says that Rabbi Huda says chametz has to be burnt misreif. Chametz, you know, you ain't beer chametz ala sreifa. You're not. You have to do it through sreif. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim told Rabbi Huda, you think you're a machmer, you're a mekel, because now a guy finds chametz and a hotnish can eat it, right? So according to you, he's yeshivu bottle. He does the garnished, right? According to us, we tell him, throw it in the Yam HaMelech, Mefarer, Zayra L'Ruach. According to us, that beer chametz is however you wish. So we end up being the machmir, right? You thought you're the machmir because you said that you have to burn it with fire. At the end, we turn out that we're the machmir because, right? Because in a case where you don't have wood. So, Frecht, the Rabbi Kveger, Shagasarye, what are you talking about? Are you serious? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if a guy finds chametz on Pesach and he doesn't have wood, he just sits yoshev a bottle. That's lashon haGemara. What's with bal yiro bal yimotze? What do you mean? What are you sitting here? Okay, that's the kasha. So in the sefer Chidushim Ubeurim, that's Rav Chaim Greenman's sefer. I'm sochin. He says, yeah, I'm serious. You're stuck. You just do nothing. You go find wood. Havadi, better go looking for wood. Don't throw it in the yam. Why? Because if you do that, you're a mevatel and essay biyodayim. You have to burn it. You can't do anything else. If you go ahead and you throw it in the yam, so you're shevat tasi. You're kireach mikayim. You're stuck. So what do you do when you're stuck? We always are klal shevat tasi adif. If you're going to go ahead and throw it in the yam, and you're going to be mevatel and essay biyodayim. If you're going to not do it, then you'll get bal yira. You're right. So what do? You're stuck. You have to go ahead and get wood. He says, but look what my uncle wrote in the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, no, avada, you burn it up like Rabbi Yehuda. Avada, you can't leave it around. You're going to have bal yira. Excuse me?
Throw it away.
Yeah, you throw it away, do it, you know. Yeah, I mean, not throw it, right, you don't have wood.
Yeah, I have
wood. Put it in the yam, whatever. It says, Yeshiva Batal. The Gemara says, you're Yeshiva Batal. It says, Pshat, the Chazanish type of thing. He says, not that. He says, a little different. He says, like this. The Pshat is, the Nafkamina is like this. If you're the Chacham, right? So a guy finds a piece of Chametz on Pesach Chasv Shalom, right? So they, I have chametz here. So you got it wrong. Get out of your seat, right? And destroy. Put in the arm or whatever. But that's all if you hold like the Chacham. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a mitzvah has finished. A mitzvah says that you don't have because it's not fire. Nervos. It's to get rid of the Baal Yerah problem. So you tell your guy. You tell your guy, go ahead and get rid of this thing. So you're Yoshev Ubatel. You sit down in your chair and your bottle because you're not getting the mitzvah anyways. So you may as well, the guy should do it already. According to Chacham, don't tell the guy, you'll lose the whole mitzvah. You have a mitzvah of Tashmisa. So the Gemara is saying, we're Machmer than Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it means. According to us, that's a mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. So then, get out of your chair and do Tashbisu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you personally are Yoshev Ubatel. You sit in the chair in your batel, and the guy that takes care of it because there's no mitzvah anyway. If there's no guy, no, then you'll have to get out of your chair. Right. Because of Baal Yerah. So I'm just saying, this is the fourth Chazanish Lishitasai. That he holds that you, about you'll do it in the Yom. Because he doesn't hold your Mavatel any essay. It's the same thing again. If it's gone, it's gone. You won't be Mavatel any essay if the Chometz is out of the world. You just didn't get a mitzvah, so why shouldn't you not be Baal Yerah? Okay? So Hayoitze Mikol Zeh is we have four examples of mitzvahs that are mutal on a person, right? Four examples. Maiser Behema, Shumasu Maiseris, Burning Noiser, and Burning Chametz. And in all these four, the Chazon Ish's Shita is that if you get rid of it any other way you want, it's mutter. And you have each time a different sefer arguing with him, and saying, you're Mavatel an essay. So I believe that this is a straight continuation of the same thing. If a guy has a tzaras beged, right? And he just wants to give it away, throw it in the garbage, get it out of his rishos, whatever, you know, give it to a guy, give it to another guy. Are you allowed to do that? So the Arsa Meir said, you're Mavatel an essay. You have to do the procedure. And the Mikdash Tavit said, mutter. What's the machlekes? It's the same machlekes. If you have an object which has an obligation on it, and you want to give it away to a guy, so according to the Chazon Ish, it's mutter. So that's like the Mikdash David. Masheikin ve'arsameh holds it's awesome. Okay.
According to the Chazon Ish, it's not even a suffix,
the right? So he says it's mutter.
Mutter, not even just a suffix.
But he did write a few times. Sorry, Chigin. So okay, I don't know. But he said that's what he wanted to say.
So once you say if he meant that maybe one point is a suffix, you would say.
Oh, I mean, you mean if he's Lamaisa Seimach on himself, Lamaisa, I don't know, I don't know how to tell you. If he really, really holds it, he can be Seimach. Okay, so now that we're done with that, I'm going to say a few questions, however I could, questions. And the first one I'll say is Mila, since you said that one. I said, what's the din according to this, at first glance? A guy was chayiv to do a bris, right? And then, instead of doing a bris, he just cut off the whole basar with no meal. Let's say he did it with a guy, or he did it totally pasul, right?
Did he
do anything wrong? Did he do anything wrong? Seventh day is much easier, because seventh day he hasn't yet gotten to the whole mitzvah. So that, the minchas chinuch shita is that there's mutter, you know that? Really, if a guy does it, it's mutter. Didn't do anything wrong. He's silly. He just lost his whole chance for a big mitzvah. But fine. But let's say it's already the 10th day, right? Or whatever. And he's just koras esagim. So, at first glance, that's the same achleikas. According to the Chazon Ish, mutter. According to the Menachas Chinuch, whoever has a merch, aser. But lemaise, I mean, the Shita Mukubetza says that if a guy does that, he's chayiv koris. Because he's oral zachar ashaloyim os basar alasa v'nichas ha'nevash ha'yimei, he says. And the Aruch Lanier says the same thing. So is the pshat that it's a machlekes in a chanami, they're going like the other Shita? So I think, no. I think everyone agrees it's here. It's an aver.
It's an affirmative.
Okay, but I mean, let's say tashbisu sarva v'teichem, or...
You don't have it.
Why don't you say... So I think the answer is like this. The chilik is, if you can get the test, the bechina is like this. If you did it, okay, you did this thing, Now you have a chance to redo it back. Are you supposed to or not? For example, let's say that any of the cases that we mentioned above, a guy had the 10 animals, right? And he sold them away to people. I can buy them back. Am I obligated to buy? Of course not. They're sold. Goodbye. I don't have the 10 animals. Shalom. You're finished. Right? Or the same thing. The guy had Trumas and Maestris. So Tevel, I'm sorry. And he sold it to a guy. So now it's by the guy. Do I have to buy it back? No, of course not. That's the whole point. It's gone. You don't have any obligation. What if a guy went ahead, he was Koras HaSagid, yeah? And then the doctor says, I could go and put it back on, right? I could resew it back on. Not mitzad refuah. Mitzad hilchis chiv brismil. Does he have to? I say 100% he has to. Because he's an oral zacher. He's an oral zacher. He's still an oral. If a guy was karsas agid, he's an oral. He's not lead truma. Yeah? He's still an oral. The pshat is, he's chayv to do bismila. If you can't, you can't. As a kenish, a kenish. But he still has the chiv. And avadi, there would be a chiv deiraisa on him that he has to sew it on so that he could do a bismila. So the pshat is, you didn't get rid of the mitzvah. But he has no choice. He can't do the mitzvah. So Avadi, he's a avarian gomor. The pshat is if he's really oinus and it happened by oinus, so oinus rachmana patri. But he did it amazing. Yeah.
Still called an oral because by oral
exactly. Right. Right, so he's an oral gomer, and the chiv's on him still, but if he did it by his minus, but he did it amazing, he's chayv karas, like the Rishita says, al ze'anu loy medabrin. The only time that the Chazon Ish is allowing this is when the pshat is a type of a mitzvah where the Torah says, I have nothing, I don't want every Jew to do truma. I don't want every Jew to do ma'aser behemah. If you have the kalim, you got the cow, so you got the wheat, so then go ahead and do it. You sold it. You sold it. Gemaru, it's over. Those are the type of things where the Chazon Ish says you can even do that. You can make that happen. But if you're talking about a mitzvah, a Jewish boy needs a bris milah, right? That's it. You have that chiv on your head because er is ayid and er is a oral and daft of an abris. So the pshat is that the guy can't. So that's not a heter.
That sounds as almost like totally in that machlokes in the darm, whether it's gadol amila or the problem is the arla. Because if it's a pshat, the problem is the arla, there's no problem here.
True.
The problem is gadol amila,
right.
Then it makes
so
sense.
So exactly. So the truth is, there's also the inyam gadol amila. It's not true. There is an inyam gadol amila. So memela, that's why over here everyone agrees that you have to. Okay, looks like Kai ran out. Okay, we got so at the end of the day, the guy with the incinerator has no lav lechayra, but Lagavi, the essay Shaboy is a machlekas, mamash a machlekas. That's the bottom line of the whole thing. Leave it, I'm going to write him in the letter. He doesn't know the answer.
He's holding on to that beggar type.
I hope it doesn't have Taras.
Yeah.